Good morning. Hello, everyone.
各位早晨。
We are very happy to see you.
能够见到大家好开心。
And for perhaps some of you who don't know us, my name is Joe and my wife Olive.
或者当中呢有些人不认识我们的，那我的名字呢叫做 Joe， 我太太叫做 Olive。
So, warm greetings in the Lord.
在主里面呢，问候大家。
I thank the Heavenly Father for the privilege of bringing you from Him a message for today.
咁好感謝天父啦，我今日咧為佢將一個信息帶俾大家。
The Lord Jesus says, "You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars."
主耶穌話：你哋將會聽到戰爭同埋戰爭嘅謠傳。
He says, make sure.
他就说你们千万不要惊慌。
Those things must take place, but that is not yet the end.
因为这些事情是必定是会发生的，但是结果还未到。
The Lord Jesus continues to say,
主耶稣继续说，
Nation will rise against the nation and kingdom against kingdom.
就是当族与族。就是族与族会相争，国与国会互斗。
And there will be famines, earthquakes from place to place.
到处都是饥荒和地震。
But that is not all that Jesus says.
但是主耶稣要讲的并不止于此。
The Lord Jesus also said the following.
主耶稣继续说，
Stay alert and keep praying.
就是警醒吧，祷告吧。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
我们的灵是愿意，肉体却是软弱。
So not only the Lord tells us not to panic when we hear of wars, but more importantly, we must stay watchful, alert, and keep praying.
主耶稣想告诉我们，当我们听到打仗和打仗的谣传的时候，不单止不用惊慌，我们还要保持警觉。
But how do we stay alert? That's the crucial question.
但是我们究竟怎样可以保持警觉呢？这个就是一个很重要的问题了。
The answer is to keep praying.
答案就是我们要不断祈祷。
But you see, not everyone who prays can stay alert.
但你知道吗？不是任何一个人祈祷啊，就可以保持警觉的。
That's simply a fact.
咁呢个根本就系一个事实，就系咁。
It all depends on how you pray.
完全咧系在乎你点样祈祷。
Now, the type of prayer which Christians are familiar with is just talking to God about various things.
嗱，我哋基督徒祈祷咧，一个我哋好熟悉嘅一种祈祷方式咧，就系猛咁讲嘢，会数唔同嘅事情。
Mostly to tell God what you need and ask Him for help。
好多时候咧，都系我哋话俾神听，我哋需要啲乜嘢，同埋我哋需要佢点样帮我哋。
Now, because a person hops from one thing to the next, we may call this type of prayer discursive prayer。
因为有这种祷告的方式呢，是从一件事又去另一件事，又下一件事呢，或者我们可以称这种祷告呢，叫做说话式的祷告。
Now, this way of discursive praying does not necessarily make you alert.
但是呢，这种祈祷的方式呢，不一定能够帮到你保持警觉的。
Supposing if you panic,before you pray, it is possible, it is likely you still panic afterwards.
因为假如你祈祷之前你已经是惊慌、慌张的话，你祈完祷之后可能仍然是慌张和惊惶的。
Because when you pray, you have not waited on God.
因为当你这样祈祷的时候，你并没有在神面前等候。
Now, today's talk is part two of a series on prayer.
今天的讲到咧，系呢一个系列嘅第二讲嚟嘅。
Last time, some months ago, I talked to you about a special way of praying.
几个月前咧，我有同大家讲过一种特别嘅方式嘅祈祷。
Namely, to call on the name of God, Yahweh, repeatedly And don't say much else.
就是呢重复又重复这样呼叫耶和华的名字，就不讲其他东西了。
Now this way of praying is called focused prayer.
这一种的祈祷我叫它做焦点祈祷。
Because the aim of this kind of prayer is to focus our attention on Yahweh and on Him alone.
因为这种祈祷的方式，目的呢，就是要将我们的注意力集中在耶和华神的身上。
Now listen carefully. It is this way of praying that makes you alert.
大家要留心听。就是这一种的祈祷呢，才能够让我们保持警觉的。
Calling on the name of Yahweh or focused prayer is the foundation of all prayer.
呼叫耶和华的名字或者这一种焦点的祈祷呢，就是所有一切的祈祷的基础呢。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13,The Lord Jesus' teaching on prayer.
在路加福音十一章一至十三节呢，我们就见到主耶稣教门徒祈祷。
There Jesus describes praying as knocking on God's door.
在这个比喻里面呢，主耶稣就说，我们祈祷就好比在这里敲神的一道门。
Because there the Lord told the short parable of a friend who comes knocking on the door at midnight.
在这个比喻里面，主耶稣就讲到，有一个人在半夜三更的时候就敲邻居的一个门。
Pay attention. The Lord is comparing praying to God as knocking on his door.
大家留心听，我是说呢，主耶稣讲到祈祷的时候，就好比我们敲紧神的道门。
And then after the parable, for some strange reason, the Lord Jesus talks about keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking.
咁主耶稣讲完呢一个短嘅比喻之后呢，大家留意佢继续讲呢，就系话，我哋必须系要不断嘅祈求，不断嘅寻找，不断嘅敲门。
Again.The Lord is comparing praying to knocking on God's door.
咁再一次咧，主耶稣系想讲，想将祈祷嚟同敲神嗰道门嚟到做一个对比。
Now my last talk, the first part of this series has been recorded.
咁呢个专题嘅第一讲咧就录咗音嘅。
And for those of you who are interested, you can listen back.To that part one, from the church's website.
咁如果你有兴趣嘅话咧，可以从教会嘅网站可以听翻第一讲。
In part one, I showed that by knocking on God's door is meant calling upon the name of God, Yahweh.
喺第一讲里边咧，我就讲到，敲神嗰道门咧，就系向。就是呼叫神的名字。
I demonstrated this by comparing Luke chapter 11 and Psalm 27.
我讲解这段圣经的时候，我给的证据呢，就是比较路加福音十一章和诗篇二十七章。
Now today I'd like to begin by giving you a more detailed presentation of the biblical basis.Which allows us to equate knocking on God's door with calling on the name of Yahweh.
咁今日我想继续讲嘅时候咧，我首先就会讲提出多一啲嘅圣经嘅根据，就系将呼叫耶和华嘅名字咧，同就系等于敲神嗰道门啦。
And By the time we finish surveying the Hebrew scripture, I hope you will come to an assurance that to knock on the Father's door is to call on his name, Yahweh.
咁当我哋睇完一阵间一连串嘅圣经经文嘅时候咧，你就会完全嘅明白点解我话敲神嗰道门咧，就等于系呼叫耶和华嘅名字。
Now let us begin Let's turn to the Bible and turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 4 and verse 26.
咁我哋现在就开始，我哋一齐翻去创世纪嘅四章廿六节。
Genesis chapter 4 and verse 26.
创世纪四章廿六节。
And this is what we read. And to Seth, to him also a son was born. And he called his name Enosh. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord, which in the Hebrew original, the Lord simply means Yahweh.
赛特生了一个儿子，就给他起名叫以诺士。那时人才开始呼求耶和的名。
Note the words. People, human beings, began to call upon the name of Yahweh very early in human history.
大家留意哦，在人类历史里面呢，人很早就已经开始呼求耶和的名了。
Please note the strange way this sentence is written.
大家留意一下这句说话呢，写的结构呢很得意。
Why is this sentence written in this way?
为什么这句说话是这样写成这样的呢？
Why simply not say that people began to pray to God?
为什么不干脆写人呢就开始向神祈祷了？
No, it says people began to call upon the name of Yahweh.
不是这样说，是人才开始呼求Yahweh的名。
Why? What is the difference between the two?
那究竟两者之间有什么分别呢？
Do you see any difference?
你看什么都有分别吗？
Is it not simpler simply to say people began to pray to God?
那就说人啊，开始向神祈祷了，咁唔系简单啲咩？
Why specify people began to call on the name of Yahweh?
点解偏偏咧就要讲到明咧？人开始呼求耶和的名。
The reason is human beings began to worship many different deities, and each having a different name.
原因系啊，嗰阵时咧，人已经开始去向不同的神明祈祷的了，他们的神明是有不同的名字的。
And it is important, therefore, to call on the name of Yahweh in order to direct one's prayer to the right God, not to any other gods.
所以呢，要讲到明是向哪个神祈祷是很重要的，否则呢，我们是向了一个，就是另一个神祈祷的。
Next slide, please.
那我们看幻灯。
Here in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 4, we read
在创世纪13章4节就这样讲
about Abraham,
这个是关于亚伯拉罕的
where he, that is Abraham, had built first the altar, and there Abraham invoked Yahweh by name.
他就是亚伯拉罕，或者当时叫亚伯兰，也是他筑头一座祭坛的地方。亚伯兰就在那里求告耶和的名。
So, like the ancient people before him, Abraham built an altar to God. He did not just pray to God, he called on the name of Yahweh.
就好似咧亚伯兰当时古代嘅人一样咧，佢哋祭咗祭坛咧就会祈祷。留意咧亚伯兰。建了一座祭坛之后呢，他在那里求告耶和的名。
Did not just simply pray to God any other way.
那亚伯兰呢，不是求其，即不是说只是随便向神祈祷。
He invoked Yahweh by name.
他是求告耶和的名。
So you see, these are the early traces in the Hebrew Bible about calling on the name of Yahweh.
所以大家就可以睇到有足迹可寻，喺旧约圣经已经开始有一个求告耶和嘅名嘅祈祷啦。
Next slide, please.
下一章。
And in Genesis chapter 21 and verses 33, we read this.
喺创世纪二十一章三十三节嗰度讲。
Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of Yahweh, the everlasting God.
亚伯拉罕在别士巴栽了一棵垂丝柳树，就在那里求告耶和华永活的神。
It seems clear that Abraham has become a habit for Abraham to pray to God in this specific way. He invoked Yahweh by name.
在很明显的亚伯拉罕这个祈祷的方式已经是亚伯拉罕的祈祷方式了，就是求告Yahweh的名。
I say again, the reason for doing so is so that the prayer is directed to the right God and not to any other deities.
我重复讲一次，就是这样的祈祷呢，就保证这个人祈祷的时候是向着正确的对象，而不是向着其他的神明。
Now this point becomes very important in the next passage, in 1 Kings chapter 18.
当我们看到列王记上十八章的时候呢，我们刚才讲的这一点呢，就非常的重要了。
This is an important passage about the prophet Elijah, the prophet of Yahweh, and resisting, opposing the 450 false prophets.
这段圣经就记载了以利亚先知呢，他是对抗450个的假先知。
Prophet Elijah worshipped and served Yahweh, the God of Israel.
先知以利亚就是侍奉以色列的神Yahweh。
And these false prophets had taught the people of Israel to worship a local deity called Baal.
而另外这450个假先知呢，就是教当地的人民呢，教拜一个神，神明叫做巴力。
Let's read the previous text, previous slide, please. So let me read to you verse 24 from chapter 18.
咁我同大家读十八章嘅24节。
Then you, this is Prophet Elijah speaking to the false prophets.
呢个就呢一段圣经就系先知以利亚对住呢450位假先知嘅说话。
He said, "Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of Yahweh. And the God who answers with fire is God." And all the people answer, "Good idea, agreed."
你们呼求你们神的名，我也呼求耶和华的名。那降火来显示回答的神就是神了。众人都回答，这话说得好。
Next slide, please.
下一章。
And starting from verse 36 of the same chapter, we read to verse 39.
从36至到39节读起。
Let me just to save time read in English.
为了节省时间，我只是用英文读。
Verse 36. At the time of offering sacrifice in the evening, Elijah the prophet came forward and said, "Yahweh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Yahweh, answer me, that this people may know that you, Yahweh, are God, and you have turned their hearts back to you." Verse 38, Yahweh's fire came down and devoured the burnt offering, wood, stones, and dust, and lapped up the water in the trench. 39, seeing this, all the people fell prostrate and said, "Yahweh is God, Yahweh is God." So you see, in facing the opposition of false religions, even false gods, it is important to direct one prayer by invoking Yahweh by name.
在我们面对假的先知的时候，大家就可以看一见我们要呼叫Yahweh 的名字的重要性。
Now next, I'd like to invite you to turn to your Bible again and find Exodus chapter 3 and verse 15.
我邀请大家一起翻圣经，翻到去出埃及记三章十五节。
Again, Exodus Chapter 3 and verse 15.
出埃及记三章十五节。
And God furthermore said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, had sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial name to all generations.
神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，雅伟，你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，差遣我到你们这里来，这就是我永久的名字，也是世世代代中我被纪念的名字。
What we have just read are extremely important words.
我们刚才读的圣经呢，是非常重要的。
It's about Yahweh appearing to Moses in the desert.
是关于到神向摩西在旷野。
God wanted to send Moses to Egypt to deliver his people out of bondage.
神呢就派摩西去到埃及，是想带领以色列人出埃及呢，释放他们。
Now you may know that the ancient Egyptians worshipped many different deities.
大家都知道了，埃及的人民呢，是拜很多神明的。
For us Chinese people, this is not a strange thing.
对我们中国人来讲呢，都不是很出奇。
The Egyptians worshipped the sun god, the moon god, and the mountain god, and elephant god, many gods.
埃及人呢就拜月亮神啊、太阳神啊、大象神啊等等好多神嘅。
So Moses asked God a question.
所以喺度咧，摩西就问神一个问题啦。
What if your people ask me, what is the name of the God who sent you to us?
咁如果当时嘅人民呢就问我啊，点解系边一位神派你嚟噶？
So, and here is the answer from God to Moses.
咁神咧就咁样回答摩西啦。
Moses, this is what you shall say to the sons of Israel.
佢就话你要向以色列人这样说。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.Yahweh has sent me to you.
Yahweh, 雅伟，你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，差遣我到你们这里来。
Yahweh, this is my name forever.
Yahweh, 这个就是我永久的名字。
And this is my memorial name to all generations.
这个名字也是世世代代中去被纪念的。
This passage is important because precisely here, the only true God tells us what his name is.
这个是很重要，因为在这里呢，为独一的真神告诉我们听他叫什么名。
He says, Yahweh is his name forever.
他说 Yahweh 就是我永久的名字。
The next line says, and this is my memorial name from generation to generation.
下一句就讲这个也是世世代代中要被纪念的名字。
Now I have checked the Hebrew original language and I find the second term, memorial, here in this instance means almost the same as a name.
我就翻查过希伯来文的词典，咁就发觉呢，这个字啊，纪念呢一个字呢，佢嘅意思呢就几乎就系名字嘅意思嚟嘅。
So that in the first sentence, this is my name forever, and the next sentence, this is my memorial name, and these two terms are almost synonymous.
所以呢两句之中呢，第一句这是我永久嘅名字，第二句。这个名字是要被纪念的名字，两者呢 是一样的。
Now the second term in the Hebrew is Zecher.
第二个希伯来字呢 Zecher.
Now actually this is a different word from the word name. Name in Hebrew is Shem, but here is Zecher.
其实呢名字的希伯来文呢是 Shem。但这里的希伯来文呢就是 Zecher。
And the word Zecher, according to the Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon, means a large stone lab on which a document is to be remembered, is inscribed.
按照希伯来和阿兰文的词典那里解释呢 Zecher 这个字呢个意思就是一座大的石碑，在这个石碑上面呢是要将一些事情呢永久记录。
So for the people of ancient times, if they want to record something and they don't want the thing to be forgotten in posterity, what they did is to inscribe the document on a tablet of stone.
所以在古代的时候呢，假如任何一个人想永久性将一件事情、一啲事情咧记录落嚟嘅话咧，佢哋就会将佢刻喺石碑上。
So in the picture language, Yahweh was saying to Moses, "Now Yahweh is my name forever. I, as if want to inscribe the name Yahweh on a slab of stone, so that no generation in future would ever forget my name."
所以 Yahweh 神喺度讲紧嘅咧，其实就系。亚维就是我的名字了，我就希望我的名字呢是被世世代代的人都要纪念，因此我要将这个名字就要刻在石碑上面，就让人呢永远的记住。
Now this is the meaning of the second sentence. This is my memorial name from generation to generation.
这个就是第二句的意思了，就让我的名字世世代代都被纪念。
But ironically, both Christians and Jews have long ago forgotten the name of God.
但是很讽刺的呢，就是基督徒和基督徒和犹太人呢，他们偏偏呢就是将神的名字忘记了。
The Jews know, or at least they used to know,what the name of God was.
其实犹太人呢是过往是知道神的名字的。
The name Yahweh is in the Bible.
因为亚伟的名字是记载了在圣经。
So the Jewish people know the name of Yahweh, but they don't call God by name.
所以犹太人是知道神的名字的，但是他们不是呼叫。没呼叫神的名字。
Instead, the Jewish people call God Adonai.
相反呢，他们用 Adonai 主这个字呢，这个称呼来代替了神的名字。
Yes, the Hebrew word Adonai simply means Lord.
在希伯来文里面呢， Adonai 这个字的意思就是主。
The problem is, other religionsalso call their gods Lord, Master.
但问题呢，就是在其他的宗教信仰里面呢，他们的信众叫自己，称呼自己的神呢，都是叫主的。
To say the least, this is very confusing.
那所以呢，其实是非常的混乱，使到人。
We just read from the Bible that Yahweh doesn't want people to mix him with other gods.
刚才我们看圣经呢，就看到了亚维神他不想我们搞乱，将他和其他的神明捞在一起说。
So the Jews don't invoke Yahweh by name.
所以犹太人并没有将神的名字
呼叫，
并没有呼叫神的名字。
But in the Hebrew Bible, the name Yahweh is written all over.
但是其实呢，在希伯来圣经，即旧约圣经里面呢，亚维神的名字是到处都找到的。
We have counted a total of 6,828 times.
我哋如果要数嘅话咧，系可以一共数到有6828次咁多。
Now the situation with Christianity is even worse.
基督教当中咧系仲弊啦。
So I say again, the situation with Christianity is even worse.
呢种情况喺基督教当中咧系更糟糕。
The name Yahweh has disappeared mostly from the Christian Bible.
在基督教的圣经里面，神的名字可以说是完全消失了。
In English Bibles, for example, the name Yahweh has been replaced by the word Lord in capital letters.
例如在圣经的英文圣经译本里面，神 Yahweh 的名字，Yahweh 这个名字是被主即是英文的大写主 LORD 取代了。
At least in the English Bibles.
在英文的译本里面是有这样的事发生。
Now, for Chinese Christians who read the Chinese Bible,
那中国人看中文圣经呢？
The name of Yahweh has been translated as 耶和华。
Yahweh 这个名字呢就被翻译成耶和华。
But at least it's an attempt to translate the name of God.
但至少都尝试去将神的名字翻译出来。
For the English Bible readers, the name Yahweh has been wiped out, it's disappeared.
但是在大部分的英文译本里面呢，神的名字是完全消失的。
The result is that Christians don't even know the name of our God.
结果呢，就是基督徒连神的名字叫做什么都不知道。
You call God our Father, don't you?
你或者祈祷的时候会称呼神做天父。
When we pray our Father, hallowed be your name.
当我们祈祷的时候，我们就说我们天上的父。愿人尊你的名为圣。
But we don't know the name of our Father, do we?
但是我们始终都不知道天父的名字。
Now, for many, many years in the past, I know it was important, but I wonder, what's the name of the Father?
以前很多年来呢，我知道主祷文是很重要，但是呢，当时我都不知道神的名字是什么，我们的天父。
I've been a Christian for more than 40, 50 years. No teacher taught me in the earlier days what the name of our Father is.
我做基督徒呢，做了四五十年了，但在我早期的时候呢，都没有人教我天父神的名字。
Now, in recent years, some Christian teachers are teaching the church that Jesus and Yahweh are one and the same person.
在近期的年日里面，开始有一些基督教的教师就教什么呢？就是说耶稣和耶和华是等同的，是同一个人来的。
When they say in New Testament, Jesus is simply Yahweh.
他们说呢，在新约里面的耶稣其实就是 Yahweh。
And in the Old Testament, they say Yahweh is simply Jesus.
他们说呢，在旧约里面，这个 Yahweh 呢，就是耶稣。
The two are one and the same, they claim.
这两个呢，其实是一样的。
How foolish we Christians have become.
我们基督徒竟然变得这么愚蠢。
For any person with a clear mind,Reading the Bible, clearly, Yahweh and Jesus are two distinct persons.
如果一个我们头脑清晰的人去看圣经的时候，你是会看得到呢， Yahweh 和耶稣是两个不同的人物来的。
They are not one and the same.
他们不是同一个人物来的，也都不是相同的。
And although the name Jesus means Yahweh is salvation.
虽然呢，耶稣的意思就是Yahweh拯救。
Because Jesus is the chosen agent of salvation.
因为主耶稣呢，就是被拣选了成为救恩的去拯救的一个人物。
Yahweh is saving mankind in and through Jesus.
也为在耶稣里同埋通过耶稣去拯救人。
This is why the name Yahweh is embedded, is included in the name Jesus.
所以咧，点解耶和华呢个名字咧，其实喺耶稣呢个名里边咧系有足迹可寻。
But the two persons are not one and the same.
但系呢两个并不是同一个人物。
Yahweh is the name of the only true God, and Jesus is only his agent.
耶和华系独一嘅真神嘅名字，而耶稣咧就系耶和华所拣选嘅一个器皿。
Now, when we look at the situation, something is seriously wrong about Christianity.
所以当我哋睇下现今嘅情况咧，我哋就会睇到基督教啊。是严重地出错。
Something is seriously wrong about Judaism.
咁犹太教亦都系严重地出错。
And my heart burns with jealousy for Yahweh our Father.
而我嘅心咧系为到我哋嘅天父火热。
Now, let us turn to the next scripture. Let's flip the Bible.And turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 23 to 27.
大家请大家翻圣经，翻去民数记嘅六章。
Numbers, chapter 6, verses 23 to 27.
民数记嘅第六章23至27节。
I first read in English, and then we'll read again in Chinese.
咁我先用英文读，跟住用中文再读。
Yahweh was giving instructions through Moses to the priests.
咁 Yahweh 咧就系俾紧指示摩西，点样向以色列民讲。
First 23.
第二十三节。
God said, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them,'" Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they, the priest, shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them.
Yahweh 对摩西说，你要告诉亚伦和他的子孙。儿子说：你们要这样为以色列人祝福，对他们说：愿耶和华赐福你，保护你；愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你；愿耶和华敞脸垂顾你，赐你平安。他们要这样奉我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要为他们祝福。
The purpose.Of these words, the motive for giving this instruction is clearly stated.
神俾呢啲嘅指示咧，佢嘅用心系好明显啦。
The purpose by following the instruction below is so that he can bless the sons of Israel.
神嘅用心同埋佢嘅目的咧就好明显啦，就系如果大家依照余下的祝福的话呢，神是很想祝福以色列。
Let's pay close attention to verse 27.
我们仔细地看下27节。
So, which means in this specified way, the priests shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them.
就是呢，第七节，他们要这我的名为以色列人祝福，我也要为他们祝福。
So here, what is emphasized is the details of this instruction by which God wants to bless Israel.
咁咧，呢个就系一个神系俾紧一啲好仔细嘅指引。通过呢一个指引照做嘅话咧，神嘅用意。就是想去祝福以色列民。
From verse 24 to 26, Yahweh, the name Yahweh, is repeatedly invoked three times.
从二十四至到廿六节咧，我哋睇到 Yahweh 嘅名字咧出现咗三次。
This is deliberate.
系重复嘅，出现咗三次，系故意嘅，刻意嘅。
God could have easily used His name once, and then the other two sentences, He simply say use the word God or He.
因为咧，神大可以只系用 Yahweh 一次。跟住嗰两次可以用他啊，或者系神啊咁样。
Here we see the clear basis in the Bible of this form of prayer, repeatedly calling Yahweh by name。
咁样咧，我哋由此可以睇得到咧，呢种祈祷嘅方式系故意嘅，就系要重复又重复咁样讲 Yahweh 嘅名字。
Let me make an important remark about verse 27。
让我咧喺呢度。解释一下二十七节。
Because the main word, the verb 延福 is not properly translated, not in the Chinese Bible nor in the English.
因为这个中文圣经就是奉我的名，奉这个字呢，在中文圣经也好，英文圣经也好，这个字呢是没有正确地。
The so-called word invoke in the Hebrew is the word sim.S-I-M, sim.
在希伯来文的原文是 sim.
And according to the Hebrew Aramaic lexicon, it means to set, to place.
按照希伯来亚伯兰圣经的这个词典呢，的解释就是 sim 这个字呢，就是放或者是放置这样解。
So the literal meaning is that in this way, the priest should put my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them.
意思即系话，神要以色列民咧，要将耶和华嘅名放喺以色列身上。
How to do it?
咁样咧，神就会祝福佢哋啦。
How to do it?
但系点样做咧
？The way to put Yahweh's name on Israel was by calling the name Yahweh repeatedly in front of Israel.
要将 Yahweh 的名放在以色列人身上呢，就是要通过重复又重复的呼叫 Yahweh 的名字。
The conscious act of calling on the name Yahweh has the effect of bringing Yahweh's presence and his blessing on Israel.
我们要刻意的将刻意地呢呼叫 Yahweh 的名字。咁样咧，耶和华就会将佢嘅同在同埋祝福赐俾以色列。
So his name has a special effect.
所以佢嘅名字系有特别嘅果效嘅。
He has given us this name so that by calling it, we can bring down his blessing and his presence on ourselves.
佢将呢个名字赐俾我哋，亦都要我哋去呼叫，好让。佢能够将福气赐俾我哋。
Now, yes, we have taken longer than I expect, but now I hope you begin to see the biblical basis for equating knocking on God's door with calling on the name of Yahweh.
我用咗相当多嘅时间咧嚟到讲呢啲圣经嘅根据，俾大家知道咧，呼叫神嘅名字 Yahweh 咧，就相等于。敲神嗰道门啊！
Now let us come back to the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
咁我哋又翻嚟主耶稣嘅教训。
The Lord says to us, as long as we keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking on the Father's door, the door will be open to us.
主耶稣应承过我哋，佢话只要你不断嘅祈求、不断嘅寻找、不断嘅敲门咧。这道门一定会为你打开的。
As long as you keep calling on the name Yahweh, you will not be disappointed. You will find God.
只要你不断咁样呼叫神嘅名字咧 ，Yahweh 咧，你系唔会失望嘅。你必定系会揾到神。
Next slide, please.
下一张幻灯片。
In the New Testament, the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 8, we read this.
喺雅各书四章八节呢度咁讲。
The writer says.Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
要亲近神，他必亲近你们。
So James is saying the same thing as what the Lord Jesus has said.
所以雅各喺度讲嘅咧，同主耶稣嘅教训系一模一样。
Keep knocking on his door, and the door will be open to you.
要不断嘅敲门，咁门就会为你打开噶啦。
But you must not give up, but keep knocking.
你必须不能放弃，要不断嘅敲。
And here it says, keep drawing near to God, nearer and nearer, and He will draw near to you. It's for sure.
雅各书度就讲要亲近神，越嚟越亲近佢，越亲近又越亲近。咁样嘅时候咧，神必定亦都会亲近你。
Now the key is that we must draw nearer and nearer。
个关键就系我哋必须要亲近又再亲近，更亲近。
It takes patience and it takes persistence。
咁系好需要耐性同埋坚持。
Let me share with you.My shallow experience of practicing this form of prayer.
咁我想同大家分享一下，我去练习咁样去祈祷嘅时候，我一啲嘅好肤浅嘅学习心得。
In my practice, I by and large find the words of Jesus true.
喺我嘅练习祷告里边咧，我就发觉主耶稣所讲嘅说话咧系真嘅。
Although sometimes I fail to make contact with God.
虽然咧有时我都会失败，就系接触唔到神。
If I pray and I fail to make contact, it's because perhaps I stop calling on the name after a while.
咁如果我咁样祈祷，但系又觉得失败咧嘅话咧，原因咧多数都系因为我呼叫咗几次之后咧，我就停咗啦。
Or because I am distracted.
又或者咧。我是分了心了。
Now, if and when I succeed by finding God, it's because I call each time the name Yahweh with all my heart.
如果我成功的话呢，是因为当一次呢，我呼叫的时候，我是用我的全心全人去呼叫。
If I don't call with all my heart,there's no guarantee I can find God.
假如我唔系用全心全人咁样去呼叫神嘅名字嘅话咧，咁我就唔一定会成功啦。
I remember one morning, one day, as I keep drawing nearer and nearer to God, calling on His name.
我记得有一个早上，我就喺度不断嘅呼叫佢嘅名字。
The Father was gracious. He allowed me to find him, and I was right before him.
天父好恩待我，佢让我找到佢，我就觉得我系就系嚟到佢嘅面前。
And then I kept on drawing nearer and nearer to him.
跟住咧，我就继续去亲近佢，又再行近啲，又再行近啲。
And then I suddenly realized that I was.Full of light.
跟住咧，我发觉忽然间，我好像充满咗光明。
Now it doesn't mean that the room where I was full of light because I had my eyes closed.
嗱，我意思咧就唔系话我当时我喺嗰个房间咧，个房间就变得好光。因为我其实高。
With my eyes closed, I saw, as it were, I saw my person was full of light.
我是黑埋隻眼禱告，但是我好彷彿會覺得好似我睇到我自己係全身都光明一樣。
That makes me think of the words of Numbers in chapter 6。
咁讓我咧聯想起聖經民數記六章嗰度講。
In verse 25, we just read that Yahweh make His face shine on you and be gracious to you.
就是六章廿五节，我哋啱读嘅嗰一节圣经咧，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩俾你。
Because when we can come before the Father and see His face, it says in the Bible that He will cause His face to shine on us.
因为啊，圣经系咁讲嘅。假如我哋真系呼叫神嘅名字而嚟到佢嘅面前嘅时候咧。神佢会让佢嘅念光照我哋噶。
That's what I found on that day. I was full of light.
嗰朝早我就系发觉就系咁样啦， 我觉得自己充满了光。
And that reminds me of the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 6.
亦都让我联想起主耶稣在马太福音第六章的教训。
In verse 21, he says, Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be.
第二节是这样说，因为你的财宝放在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
And note verse 22.
大家留意第二十二节。
The lamb of the body is the eye. Now, if your eye is sound, which means single, your body will be full of light.
22节说，眼睛就是身体的灯。如果你的眼睛单一，全身就会充满光明。
That's exactly what I experienced that day.
那天早上，我就是经历到这些。
Verse 23.
第23节。
But if your eye is evil, your body will be full of darkness.
但如果你的眼睛邪恶的话，你全身就陷于黑暗。
No one can serve two masters.
没有一个人呢是可以侍奉两个主。
He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other.
要么就是恨这个爱那个，一是呢就效忠这个鄙视另一个。
You cannot serve God and money.
你不能够同时间侍奉神又侍奉钱财。
Next slide, please.
下一张幻灯。
Let us come back to James chapter 4. This time we'll read verse 7 and 8.
我们回来雅各书四章，今次看七至八节。
Submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
所以顺服神吧，要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必逃遁。要亲近神，他就必亲近你们。洗净双手吧，罪人啊！洁净自己的心吧，三心两意的人。
Today I suggest to you that a probable reason why you cannot make contact with God, even if you practice calling on the name of Yahweh, is because when you call on the name, you were being double-minded.
当你祷告的时候，假如你不能够来到神的面前的话，有一个可能性就是因为你是一个三心两意的人。
Or at least you are half-hearted.
或者至少就是你没有全心全意。
You might be standing in front of the door, but you are not really knocking, you're just standing there, thinking whether to knock or not.
譬如或者你来到神的门的门口了，但是你没有真的去敲门，或者你都在踌躇着我敲好还是不敲好呢？
Because if you call the name Yahweh with all your heart, it's proper knocking.
因为如果你是用全人全心地去呼叫 Yahweh 的名字的话，就等于你在敲门。
Let's turn to the last scripture, to the Gospel of Mark.Chapter 12 and verse 30.
我们回今天的最后一段圣经，就是马可福音十二章三十节。
Mark chapter 12 and verse 30.
马可福音十二章三十节。
Here the Lord Jesus was quoting from the greatest of all commandments.
在这里主耶稣就是讲着最大的条诫。
You shall love Yahweh your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength.
第三十节，你要全心、全人、全智、全力爱主你的神。
We must love Yahweh with all of our heart.
我们必须用我们的全心去爱神。
It's very often we read in the Psalms that bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me, everything that is within me.Bless His holy name.
在诗篇，我们时时都会看到的。诗人经常都说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，在我里面的一切，所有的一切，都要称颂他的圣名。
So today then, there are three things I want you to take home with you.
所以今天呢，有三点我希望大家谨记。
There is a wrong way of calling on the name of Yahweh, and there is the right way.
咁咧，呼叫神嘅名字咧，都有对嘅方式， 有错的方式。
It is the right way when each time you call the name Yahweh, you do so with everything that is within you, with all your heart.
对的方式就是说，每一次当你呼求，呼叫神的名字，Yahweh的时候呢，就用尽你的全心，全人去呼叫。
So every knock, every time, we should call with all our heart.
所以每一次你敲一道门，你就是用你的全心全意这样去敲。
Point two.
第二点。
We should draw nearer and nearer.
就是我们必须要走近一点，又近一点，又近一点。
It takes persistence and patience.
要很多的耐性和坚持。
It requires desire.
还有你是需要我们想，我们很想去呼叫天父的名字。
Mm-hmm. And thirdly, don't give up easily.
而第三点呢，就是不要那么容易放弃。
So, you see, the Greek commandment tells us, when we learn to call on the name of the Father this way, this is a very good way of showing him that we love him.
这条第一条的大诫命呢，就教我们，如果我们是用全心全人去祈祷的时候，呼叫他的名字呢，这个是一个很好的方式，是我们去向神表达我们爱他。
So as Christians, never think that the greatest commandment is too big, too abstract, and you don't know how to put it into practice.
所以作为基督徒呢，我们千万不要再这样想了，这个最大的诫命呢，是怎样遵守的，很抽象，都不懂得怎样遵守。
And tonight, when you call on the name of Yahweh with all your heart, you are putting the greatest commandment into practice.
如果今晚你就用你的全人全心去呼叫Yahweh的名字，就等于你在遵守这一条大诫命。
According to some Jewish teachers, just before a Jew dies, the best thing to do, the most important thing to do, and also the simplest thing to do, is to call the name Yahweh with all her heart,or all his heart one last time.
根据犹太教的传统教师所的教导，他们教当一个人就快临死之前，最好的唯一一件事要去做的，就是用他的全心全人最后一次呼叫Yahweh的名字。
So I want to learn this.
我都很希望这样去学习。
Every day, I'm learning to call on the name of Yahweh.
每天我都学习去呼叫Yahweh的名字。
And when it comes for me to die, I want to learn to call on the name of Yahweh with all my heart one more time.
有一天，当那一天轮到我要死亡的时候，我都希望是这样学习，用我最后那一口气，用全心全人这样去呼叫Yahweh最后一次。
When we learn to pray in this way,we will find profound satisfaction.
当我们真的这样去祈祷的时候，我们是会找到极大的满足。
We will have deep inner peace.
我们会经历到很深的内在的平安。
And what is more, it's a side effect.
还有，不单止是这样，还有另一些果效。
Our whole person will become very alert.
就是我们整个人会变得非常的警觉。
And the perception of our inner man becomes sharpened.
我们的心灵状态很警觉，很清醒。
So in full circle, let's hear the words of the Lord Jesus.
那我们再一次完结的时候呢，来看回主耶稣的教导。
Watch and pray.So that you may not enter into temptation.
主耶稣说，你要警醒祷告，好让你不会陷入迷惑。
So I would like to continue with this series with part three, 2 weeks from now.
咁我希望再下一个星期呢，我会继续讲这个主题嘅。
Let us conclude with a prayer.
咁我哋一齐用一个祈祷结束啦。
I ask Sister Olive to lead us in prayer, please.
咁我做一个结束祈祷。